The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say they can recommend fewer kinds of treatment for gonorrhea. That is the second most common sexually transmitted infection in the United States. Health officials say drugs called fluoroquinolones should no longer be used, and that means there is just one class of drugs remaining to treat the infection. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Since 1993, a single dose, just one pill of ciprofloxacin, Cipro, and other fluoroquinolones could knock out a case of gonorrhea. As a consequence, infection rates in the U.S. had been steadily dropping. But gonorrhea has become increasingly resistant to the drug. Dr. John Douglas, the CDC's director of STD prevention, says part of the success in controlling the disease has been the availability of effective treatments, even as the organism changed.
Gonorrhea has proven to be quite efficient at navigating around the drugs we use to combat it, developing resistance first to penicillin and tetracycline, and most recently to fluoroquinolones.
The resistance first cropped up in Hawaii and the Pacific Islands, and then California. In 2000, the CDC began to recommend that it not be used to treat people who acquired their infections in those areas. In 2004, gay men throughout the country were included in that group. Drug-resistant gonorrhea among gay men had exceeded 5%. That's beyond the threshold the CDC advises a doctor to stop using a drug because of resistance.
Today, we're reporting new data which indicate that this threshold has been exceeded among heterosexuals as well. And we have reached a level of resistance that threatens our ability to treat the disease across populations.
Overall, in the United States, resistant gonorrhea in heterosexuals and men who have sex with men increased 11-fold, from less than 1% to 11%. So the CDC is now recommending that fluoroquinolones no longer be used to treat gonorrhea. That means we're now down to one class of drugs to treat gonorrhea, cephalosporins. Right now, it's mainly available as an injection. According to the Infectious Disease Society, gonorrhea has now joined a list of superbugs. Its director, Dr. Henry Mazur of the National Institutes of Health, says we're not developing drugs fast enough to keep up with resistance.
Antibiotics are not as profitable for pharmaceutical companies as other drugs that you take for months, years, or a lifetime. Unless we find some way to encourage the development of these drugs, we're going to have a greater and greater problem for more and more organisms, so that whether it's pneumonia or urinary tract infections or sexually transmitted diseases, we're going to lose our ability to treat them efficiently, and ultimately we're going to lose our ability to treat them at all.
There is no evidence yet that gonorrhea has become resistant to cephalosporins, but Mazur says that doesn't mean it can't happen, since antibiotics are overused in both humans and animals.
There is currently a proposal to market a cephalosporin for animals, which is very similar to one of the most effective drugs that we use in humans. We can predict that if this drug gets into the food supply, it will cause resistance that will be transmitted to humans, and we will lose yet another drug in our antibiotic armamentarium.
In 2005, there were 350,000 cases of gonorrhea reported to the CDC, though health officials say that twice as many people are probably infected with the disease. Gonorrhea often goes undetected. Resistant gonorrhea can be even harder to detect. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.